Chapter 24. Corley's backside was sore. They'd ridden mile after mile, league after league. The sack over his head was suffocating. For the first time, he smelled and tasted his own sweat, which dripped from his head. He wasn't even sure if he'd ever sweated before. He'd never felt so miserable.
Is this what heroes do?
He had plenty of time to think, plan, scheme, but he was exhausted. Blinded by the sack, the only comfort he had was the pounding rain that came and went. He could feel the sun between the clouds sometimes on his face and back. Sometimes that only made the stuffy air worse. Everything was bad, but at least he lived.
Suffer. I guess heroes suffer. Not sure I want to be a hero anymore.
Wrists tied, fingers aching, he kept a tight grip on the saddle. The satyr woman, Phelan, didn't speak much. Sometimes he wondered if she'd left him altogether, only to hear her bark an order or scold a Dracus.
And to think, if I don't hear her, I miss her. I actually miss her. That's a sick thing.
Phelan was all he had, the link between him and the world. The Dracus were something different. Part dragon, part man, part living and dead. They made his skin crawl. They smelled like death. Colorful conversation was out.
Who'd have thought I'd miss all that dwarven grunting and frowning?
It wasn't all bad, however. Gorley had hope, but he couldn't imagine what it would be like to a person that didn't. The armies of Barnabas treated plenty of people the way they were treating him. Moved people from place to place in caged wagons. It was horrible. All the things he'd seen since the takeover started. The desolate, the desperate, the depraved. There was no hope for them, except people like him. The dwarfs, the elves, legionnaires, Bezog and Nath Dragon. Those numbers seemed to be dwindling, though. And in his case, he could shape change and make a run for it the moment the opportunity presented itself. At least he could if he got out of his mystic bonds, if only for a moment.
Have to stick it out. Do something meaningful. Help the cause.
He wanted to change, be more comfortable in the saddle. He'd gotten used to riding, but not so long and never blinded, suffocating, or with his wrists bound. For the first time in his life, his back ached, and his muscles were sore. It made him wonder what race made for the most comfortable riders. He rode often as a dwarf, and their bodies were durable and hardy, but the lithe frames of elves always seemed at ease in the saddle. It was hopeless, though. Any change in those cords would still constrict him. It left him feeling helpless and afraid.
How much longer can I suffer? Your first significant plan might have been your worst plan, Gorley.
The daylight slowly dimmed through the sack, and eventually his horse came to a stop. He could still sense the presence of the Dracus holding the reins, and there were other sounds farther ahead.
This is far enough,
he heard the voice of Phelan say.
Get him down!
A powerful arm shoved him out of the saddle. He landed hard on the ground and cracked his head on a rock, drawing bright spots and a burst of pain. Phelan chuckled.
Maybe you Dracus aren't so bad after all. Now get him up and follow me.
Get up,
a Dracus said. Gorley made it to his knees and started to rise to his feet. A heavy foot slammed into his back, sending him to the ground again. He wanted to scream.
Enough of that!
Phelan intervened.
We need to get moving. I'm certain you'll get a chance to play with him later, or at least get to watch something else play with him. It'll depend on what the priestess wants done with him.
What about the horse?
A Dracus said.
I'll let you and your kind decide. I'm not sure if horse meat tastes good to you or not.
No!
Gorley blurted out, Instantly, the cords constricted on his throat. He couldn't breathe. He fell back to his knees. Phelan laughed.
It's always good to see Nath Dragon on his knees. Get used to that position of submission.
Gorley could see her in his mind, her stout frame with her hands on her hips. It infuriated him.
Now get up,
she said.
I can't have you crawling on your hands and knees already. There'll be plenty of time for that later.